if there's something you don't like, you'll find something else in the hobby. That's why I've stuck with it so long. And that's not at all in my personality to stay with one hobby for so long. I've said this over the year many times where I've had many hobbies and dropped them and, you know, stuck with them for a couple of years, maybe more, and picked up something new, something that caught my interest. And, you know, what's funny, I always had the interest in radio from way, way back when my dad, when we first moved to Canada, and my dad had a shortwave receiver on top of the fridge in the kitchen so he could listen to news from Europe. And I always enjoyed going to sleep with the sounds of, you know, the whistling sounds as he was tuning around the bend, listening for news or something, you know. And I always wondered how it worked. Of course, got into high school and that, and I tried to get information, and the only thing that was available at the time was CB radio. So, well, I got interested in CB radio, but that didn't cut it. Just did not cut it. And at the time, there was this saying, if you want to get into ham radio, you have to be able to disassemble and reassemble an entire shortwave receiver. And I'm thinking, wow, that's way beyond me, so forget that. Until I found the truth much later on, and that's how I got into it. But thanks to information out there, even back then, magazines and that, but now it's much easier to find information. You know, you just Google it. That's it. It's there. But anyway, I'm rambling on, Derek. VE5SBVACHR.
Yeah, very good. You know, it's interesting. I got my ticket when I was 16. My grandfather was a ham, and I think he got his ticket in the 40s. So I didn't even know CBs actually existed. I never did. You know, later on, I think I acquired a CB and stuff. But we started out on the ham radio side, and it's my teenage years got interested in stuff, and kind of that's one of the stuff that has been with me ever since. I love HF. I love playing on repeaters and building repeaters and playing with the voice over IP stuff. And yeah, on the rack there that you saw is a voting system for repeaters. And that's kind of what we're experimenting with the last few years here at the home QTH, and plan to put it in service here in Saskatoon. But, you know, currently haven't deployed some of the crossband repeaters for that. So, yeah, hopefully this later on this summer or in the near future we'll get that going and improve the repeater coverage here in the city. There, Henry, I'm sure you've noticed some of the radios, some of the guys getting in. It's a little tough for the fellows getting in. The site is at a commercial site that's a little bit tougher to get to. There's a long story to that, but yeah, very good. I'm kind of curious, when you operate mobile now, what's your go-to band?
Yeah, VA3 is why I'm returning. Yeah, normally it's 10. But lately, well, not this year, but as the bend gets bad, you go to the bread and butter of bends, 20-meter, of course. But when things are better, oh, yeah, I enjoy 10, without a doubt. And I see in your bio that more your grandfather was your mentor. Yeah, very, very good. Now here's a question for you, Derek. From the picture you got here of the rack, looks like modern equipment. Yet at the top, that doesn't look like a modern clock. Is there a story to that? Over.
Yeah, great eyes. Yeah, that's my grandfather's clock. It's 100 and some years old, I think, if I remember right. I'll have to ask my mom the story behind it, but it's been handed through the generations. Over.
Yeah, well, the reason I saw it is because when I was married, my ex-wife's grandfather hand-built a grandfather clock, a stand-up unit, you know, about 5 feet high, that kind of thing. And he did a pretty good job. Even though he couldn't see very well, he made it in his later years and that. But he was looking for something to do, and in his basement, he put the thing together, and we had it. My ex-wife finished it off by doing some staining and varnishing, and it was in our living room forever. Even after his passing, we held on to that thing. I'm sure she's got it somewhere still. Anyway... Okay, Derek, I'll let you go, and I got to do some cleaning up here. Just finished my coffee, and get back to what I... ...except on my bicycle for some riding maybe later this week, depending on the weather, of course. VD5SDVA3HLY. Back to you, Derek.
Yeah, very good, Henry. Very good. Yeah, I love biking. Used to, for a lot of years, it was my choice of travel was biking. So I love biking and stuff. And recent years, you know, have been busy. Yeah, hopefully at some point we'll get back into it. Be curious if you run an e-bike or the older style pedal bike. Like a lot of people are getting into the e-bikes, so yeah, which is cool. Either way, great chatting with you, Henry. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you later on. Be curious, I know more about you another time there, and I should get back at it here as well. Usually monitoring the system most of the time, but I don't always get a chance to chat, and yeah, I just thought I'd mention about that voice function on the, and I, like I said, I really love the analytics on the propagation stuff. That's
node
actually probably
five,
one of the cooler
one,
spots
two, five,
of it.
3, 7, timeout.
I like to keep an eye on the different bands and stuff like that, and it even has a really cool feature for... when like 6 meters, 2 meters, and those kind of bands open up, you know, for sporadic E and stuff like that, which is pretty cool. And you can customize stuff. And that's, and like I said, I hardly play around much on the digital modes, but I'll be honest with you, I started playing around with FT8 here, was a day or two ago, and actually a little bit... kind of fun with the way they've got it set up on this particular system, and I think unfortunately it's really bad on the higher frequencies. Those digital modes will be a blessing for a lot of the hams that you know, have compromised antennas. I think 73, and talk to you a little later. 3HOY, Victor Echo 5, Sierra Delta.
Yeah, you're right, Derek. Yeah. Antenna restrictions are, and I know it. I know all about it. I've got a picture on there, too, of my bike. And it's the pedal. No e-bike for me, not yet. Not that I've got a problem with them. I think they're great. They get you out. Not everybody can pedal all the time, and I'm getting, I can see myself... one day getting an e-bike and enjoying the outdoors, nevertheless. But good talking to you again, Derek, and Make sure we do it again. DD5, SD, VA, 3H1, 73.